was the night before Advent, when all through the docks, not a creature was stirring. Not even a fox. The zombies were hid by the frigate in wait. No hope in their hearts, just a longing to hate. And here I am, nestled all snug in my bed, as visions of death dance and play in my head. Just me on my own, with no one to tend. The night before Advent. The night it all ends.
I can't believe you talked me into this.
You didn't have to come. You could have stayed on Legion with your lobster bowls and samurai wreaths. Are you picking anything up yet?
Not a dicky bird.
Shame. Still, thank you for inviting us both along, Peter. We really do appreciate it, don't we, Jack?
Do we?
Yeah, whatever.
Don't mind him.
Don't mention it. I didn't exactly drag you along for company.
No, but even so.
This is more your field of expertise than mine, so let's not pretend, all right, Mum? That's the only reason I brought you here, and I mean the only reason.
You call me Mum.
Professor. I meant Professor.
No, you didn't. Still, I won't embarrass you with a hug. So, are we almost there then? Those mysterious grid points you've been monitoring.
Almost, yes.
And what did you say had happened there exactly?
That's the point, Jack. No one knows. Ships have been vanishing on and off for a matter of months now. Only traffic's now been increasing in the run-up to Advent. Not just freighters, but shuttles, cruisers, passenger ships.
Passenger ships? Out here?
God knows why, but yes. Of course, with more traffic, we've had more reports of disappearances. People never making their destinations. As far as we can tell, they just vanish from space, like that. No evidence. So, as we're the closest thing there is to a local authority, I thought we should take a look, see what's going on here.
Sounds like a plan?
A rubbish plan! I mean, come on! We're just throwing ourselves in at the deep end. No idea who or what we're up against. Yes, all right. I know it's the tried and tested Summerfield special. Throw caution to the wind and see what happens. Maybe even get ourselves killed.
Jack! Honestly, I remember when he used to be fun.
Fun? Fun. I am fun, Benny. Funner than fun. Funner than fun's best mate, Funny McFunnington. It's just that, oh, I don't know. Maybe, just maybe, just once. We could spend a couple of days without the threat of impending death around the corner. I mean, don't get me wrong, Benny. It's exhilarating and exciting and everything. But after a while, it begins to lose its freshness. Sometimes I just long for the days when life was a little bit meh.
You utter liar.
How did you tell?
Your lips were moving.
Ha!
Hold on, I think we've got something.
Jack, can you work your magic?
Magic being worked. And bingo!
If you're hearing this recording, then I fear it's far too late. At least for me. I've never seen anything like it. I tried to warn them, all of them, but none of them wanted to listen. And now, I don't want to listen either. I'm succumbing just like they did. Just like you will. So whoever you are, whatever you've come here for, just turn around and run as fast as you can. Don't even think about coming here.
Tell me that's a good alarm.
We've just reached the point where all the other ships disappeared.
Ah. So that alarm's there to tell us that we've got here safe and sound?
No. That alarm's there to tell us that the Irverfield's gone off course. Is going off course. Something's overriding our controls.
He's right. Whatever it is, it's taking control of everything. Navigational systems are crashing, flight controls are down, the framing, hydraulics, pump pressure. None of it's responding to basic command codes. It's like we've been abducted.
Abducted? Where?
Hard to say. The controls are all encoded. Delta Oxygen Criden /12. It's a geogalactic map reference. Looks like an abandoned ocean moon up ahead. Just a few clicks to the left and slightly above us. It's pulling us into orbit.
Some Advent outing this turned out to be.
arose such a clatter. I sprang from the floor to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew in a dash, avoiding the lamp and its pulsating flash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen ship gave the lustre of midnight to objects adrift, when what to my wandering eyes should come out but a woman, a man, and a boyish bow-wow dog thing. What the hell is that? Oi! Doggy! All of you! Stay away! Can you hear me? It's not safe! You have to get away now before...
is quaint. Anyone any idea where we are?
Mortis Dock.
That'd be a yes, then.
It's on that sign, see? Mortis Dock, population 602.
Well, now it's 605. Mortis Dock. Just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yep. This place once had quite the reputation.
You've heard of it?
Of course. Loads of people on Legion used to work here, back in the day. Or rather, their families did. It was one of the last manned shipyards in the cosmos. Machines took over everywhere else, but not here.
Any idea why not?
Knowing the kinds of people who worked here, I'd guess they were even cheaper than machines, and probably more expendable.
Right. Nice. Cheery.
Still, the last manned shipyard in the galaxy. That's got to be worth a quick look round in anyone's book, I reckon.
Oh no. Don't start going all archaeological on me. We weren't supposed to come here, remember? We got sucked in.
And what a shame, it's clearly not manned by anyone anymore. So come on, time, we were leaving. Benny, what are you doing?
Just a routine scan, that's all. Just double checking.
But there's nothing here to check.
No? 600 people lived on this dock, Jack. Not just the workers, but their families, their friends, lovers, colleagues, in-laws. This place should be a hub of activity. Only it isn't.
It could have just closed down. You know, it happens.
Well, yes. You're right, it could have. But look down there. See all those tools and jackets out on the jetties? It's like they've all been left there on a break. Only no one's come back to collect them. And then there's that ship. The big one in the middle of the shipyard. All on its own at the end of the harbour. Just one ship.
And what's that over there? Wait here a moment, would you?
What? No, Jack, don't wander off! Oh.
You think there's something going on here, don't you, Professor?
Don't you, Chief of Security? I mean, don't get me wrong. I know the universe thrives on coincidences, but this? The distress call? Then the course change?
All those missing ships?
Well, yes, exactly. Not even a single star above our heads. Maybe they left too.
Now you're just being ridiculous.
Am I? Something drew us here, Peter. Something that's made this place its home and wants it empty. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Why drag us all this way just to get us to leave?
Beats me. In any case, this place looks like it's been abandoned for decades. It's not like...
12 months!
What?
Come and see what I found! It was working a minute ago. Damn thing must be faulty.
Is that a mobile news droid?
One of the older models, yup. I pressed this button and it started going all meta crazy gibberish on me. And then it huffed, fizzled, burbled, snapped, and then all its lights went off. It told me some interesting stuff though, which I'd happily share if I can get it working again!
Wednesday the 9th of April, 2618. No news, I repeat, no news. There is no news at all this day. Thank you for using this MND. Have a great day on the dock.
What's so interesting about that?
It's the date.
The 9th of April, 2618. Just over a year ago, and nothing at all has been recorded since that day. No news, no births, no obituaries, nothing.
So whatever happened here, it happened on that day?
When this whole place just ground to a halt.
stupid machine! Now I see why I turned you off.
Jack, that's public property.
Stupid property, that's what it is.
Jack, stop it.
Stop it!
Right then. Now you've got that out of your system, I think it's time we formed a plan of action.
To do what?
Well, that would normally be worked out during the whole plan-forming process. Well, no, fair point.
We're not leaving, are we?
No, we're not. Not yet. For a start, there's still that mystery of our phantom distress call to investigate. He might still be around here somewhere, and if he is, we have to help him.
And if he isn't?
Then we see if we can patch the overfield back up and leave. Just going to have a quick little scout around and scan for life signs. We'll be a jiff. You two all right waiting here?
I'm sure we'll be fine.
Good. Just make sure you stick together. You never know what's lurking around these parts. Back in a minute.
I do love the way she always gives her big, be careful, stick together speech, then wanders off in a different direction.
She's never taken her own advice. Or anyone else's, come to think of it.
So, Mortis Dock, eh? There's something not quite right about this place.
Yeah? You're getting as bad as her.
It's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
Definitely as bad, if not worse.
There's something about that ship, too. Look.
You're right. There is something about it. Something unexplainable.
Inexplicable, yes. I can feel something. A sense of... I don't know. Darkness?
It's like it's staring at me. Through me. Into my soul.
Yes. I feel it too. The eyes. Burning up my insides. Taunting me.
Willing me.
Wanting me.
Needing me.
Healing me.
Healing me.
Healing me.
Healing me.
You two found something?
What?
No.
Only, you both looked lost in thought. And chatting away to each other. Natter, natter, natter.
Not that I remember.
Right. You sure you're both okay? Only you look like you've seen a ghost. Oh, no, wait. Oh, please tell me. Have you?
Have we what?
Just seen a ghost?
Of course not.
Oh, well. Thought we had something there.
Guessing you've not picked up any actual life signs then?
Ah, well, funny story. Now you should mention it.
Oh, God.
Apparently there are life signs registering all over the place. I mean, literally everywhere. On this dock, down the pier, hundreds of them surrounding us, even now.
Which clearly there aren't.
At first, I thought it was the fault of the machine, so I had to go through it a couple of times. Then I had my eureka moment. I reset the parameters to identify corporeal life signs only, and the results came back as 4. If there is life here, it's not just us. And it's not anything we can see.
Sorry, Benny, but when does this story get funny?
Well, it doesn't.
So there are 4 life signs. The 3 of us and...
One more emanating from that lighthouse at the end of the pier. Cue excited cheers.
Oh dear.
What? You don't want to come with me, do you?
No, it isn't that.
Well, it is.
It's just, well, we can make best use of our forces if we divide them. You check out the lighthouse, we'll check out this ship.
You really think that's wise? You've no idea what might be in there.
There might be clues. Besides, no life signs, remember?
Except for the lighthouse. You'd really let me go in there on my own, against the only other life form on this planet. It could be a serial killer for all we know.
Sexist.
Could be a she. Besides, there's something about that ship that needs investigating. I mean, just look at it.
Don't see it myself. Oh, well, still, you two strapping boys go off and investigate the big old empty boat with no one on it. Mum will do all the dangerous stuff.
Knew you'd see sense eventually.
Didn't you just? Here, take these.
I hate these Bluetooth things. Never fit in my ears properly.
Tough. Shove it in. Now, you're going to keep in contact with me at all times, you understand? Even if it's all peaches and cream.
Whatever you say, Professor.
Sure thing, Benny. Well, it's peaches and cream.
Heeding no warning, she strode into danger. I knew from her image it must be the stranger. More rapid than eagles, determined to come. There's no turning back. What's done is now done.
I used to think there was something quite relaxing about the sound of the sea. Now it's all just very unnerving. Still, I'm sure there's a perfectly good explanation for all of this. We'll be out of here before you can say emergency temporal shift. Or something.
Things are never that simple, Jack. You should know that by now.
True enough. Speaking of which...
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to have a little chat with you.
Oh?
About Antonio.
Ah. Did Benny put you up to this?
No. No, it's nothing like that.
What then? Oh, come on, Jack. It's not like you to be lost for words. Whatever it is, you thought it was worth bringing up, so spit it out. What is it?
It's... Oh, I don't know. It's delicate, all right? And I don't normally do delicate. I mean, how do you handle delicate?
Badly, it seems.
Funny. This Antonio means a lot to you, doesn't he?
Really? You want us to get into this now?
I don't want to. I just don't think we need to. Don't we? No?
What's all this about, Jack? It's not like you to show an interest. I think that's one of the reasons why I always put up with you. You just don't care.
But you care for him.
And? He was there for me on Bastion, all right? He looked out for me before Irving came along. We looked out for each other when times were hard. Is it really that surprising things developed into what they are now?
You realize you're the only one who can see him, don't you?
Of course. That's the whole point of a monogamous relationship.
No, I meant...
Shh! Did you just hear that?
What? Hear what?
Like something following us. Listen. I think we're being followed.
Followed? We're the only ones here. God, it's just the pier. That's all. Got to be old wood shifting and creaking. The tide's coming in. It's all natural.
And the footsteps?
Just our overactive imaginations. There are no life signs anywhere near us, remember? If anything, it's Benny who should be looking over her shoulder.
Hmm. Good point.
Hello, Benny. It's Jack. Is everything all right over there? Over. Hello, Benny. It's only me. Just wanted to check in and make sure you're okay. Benny, do you read me? Over.
What the hell is that?
Benny? Benny, what's going on? Has something happened? Benny, for God's sake, answer me! Are you there?
Oh, oh, blimey, give me a chance. I'm fine, all right? I'm just having to take the stairs, honestly. 27th century and no one thought of investing in a lift. Jack? Peter? Oh, for goodness sake, over!
For a moment there, we thought you were dead.
Huh, that'll be the day when the stairs get the better of me.
What I think Peter meant to say was we're glad you're okay. Over.
Thanks, I think. I think I'm nearly at the top of this bloody building anyway. And guess what? The scans were right. Whatever life signs it picked up, they're getting stronger. Someone is definitely up here.
Am I the only one doing the over thing? Over.
Looks like it.
Well, anyway, Benny, be careful. Over.
You too. You both on board that ship yet?
Almost. Over.
Good. Then let me know what you find. Over and out.
Hey, I wanted to say that.
Right then, mysterious person. Here goes nothing. Hello? Is there anyone in here?
To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall.
Now dash away, dash away, dash away all!
Okay. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly when they meet with an obstacle mount to the sky?
So up to the lighthouse the strange woman came, and the man on the floor asked, might you have a name?
Well?
Oh, sorry, you're asking me?
Well, of course I'm asking you. Who else do you think I was asking?
Well, I don't know. Sorry, can we start again? I'm Professor Bernie Summerfield, Benny, to my friends.
A professor? Oh, how marvellous! Just what I needed. Congratulations, start the fanfare. Release the balloons. I think I've a spare case of champers in the corner. No, really, this is brilliant. Well done, you. I'd offer you some cake, but I must have eaten it all.
Right. Are you
Are you okay?
Of course, don't worry about me, worry about yourself.
Only my ship intercepted a distress signal.
Well done, that ship.
Look, you're not making this very easy. I'm guessing it was you who sent it?
Could have been, maybe, possibly. Doubt it. Do I look like I'm in distress?
You are handcuffed to a railing.
Ah, nothing gets past you, does it? I can see why you're a professor.
Lovely. Well, here I am.
I can see that. Here I am too, but I'm sure you can see that.
I've come to rescue you.
Oh, well, there, we might have a problem. Don't get me wrong, because I appreciate the sentiment and everything, but I'm not the guy who sent the signal. And as I'm not the person you intended to rescue, I'm afraid I'll have to decline. Wouldn't dream of stealing someone else's place, especially if they're distressed. Wouldn't be right.
Well, I can't just leave you here. You're all chained up. We came all this way. I climbed all those stairs!
What do you want, a medal?
Well, no, but a corporation wouldn't go amiss.
Pooh to your corporation! Now bugger off and leave me alone.
Now, look, you, just listen!
Oh no, Bernice, or Benny, to her friends, you listen! You do have ears, don't you? No, don't answer that! You look like the sort of person who would answer that. Just read my lips, you are in terrible, terrible danger.
Danger?
That's right, danger. You do know what that means, don't you? The threat of an adverse event, to place oneself in jeopardy, to engage with the perilous, risky, hazardous, unsafe...
All right, I get the picture. Blimey.
I can't help but notice you're not moving.
Nope. Not unless you come with me.
For the love of... I've tried being mean to make you leave of your own accord, but that didn't work. I've even spelt it out for you explicitly. There's danger. But no, you won't listen to that. He'll eat you up for breakfast if you stay here.
Eat me for... Who will?
Oh, I should have known a professor would never stop asking questions. Look, you seem nice. It's been lovely meeting you. Heaven knows I don't get too much company. But none of this really matters. I'm trying to help. So go. Just run! Get away from Mortisdock as fast as your little ship will take you and don't look back!
Yeah, okay, sure. Absolutely off his rocker. You just stay put. I won't be a moment.
Oh, and there is me thinking I might just nip off to the Mortis Seas to swim with Neo Sharks and catch a few 12-legged turtles! Of course I'm staying put!
Peter, come in. It's Benny. Over.
Benny, it's Jack. Have you found something? Over.
A mystery voice. Only not the mystery voice we were expecting. So an even more mystery voice.
And? Over.
And he's young, chatty, bonkers, rude, and just about everything under the sun from what I can gather. But he's alive, just about.
And dangerous?
I don't think so. Not to anyone else, anyway.
What do you mean?
He's chained up to one of the railings, and he wants us to leave without him. Oh, could I have to stay with him for a bit longer, see if I can't change his mind. How about you two? Any joy?
Well, overlooking the fact that this pier seems to go on forever, we're fine. We're almost there, I think. Over.
Good. Let me know if you find anything. Oh, and Jack?
Stay safe, I know. Speak to you later. Over and out.
So then, you. Sorry, do you have a name? I can't just keep calling you.
Yes, you can.
Oh, for goodness sake. What's it say on that badge of yours?
Get away from me!
Fire Warden Lucas Catch. Right. There, that wasn't so hard now, was it? So come on, what's all this about something eating us up for breakfast?
Get away!
All right! I'm nowhere near you. Lucas. 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 Lucas, what's the matter?
I can feel it. It's coming.
What? What the hell's going on? Lucas? Lucas, please, what's happening?
I can hear them. All of them. Calling to me. They're here. Trying to make me... They want me to go with them. But I can't. I've seen what happens. He'll eat me alive. I won't go to him. You hear? You're not going to make me. Stop!
What the hell is that?
A foghorn!
I guess that. Where's it coming from?
Well, it's a wild guess, but the ship, maybe? Those voices, too!
What voices?
What do you mean, what voices? Those... Oh, voices. Oh, well, that was weird.
Something made that noise, Jack.
And the voices? Maybe it was the ship. Ha! Talking ships. That's something you don't see every day. Sturdy, too.
The HMS Surprise. Greatest name I've ever heard.
Don't say that around Benny.
What? Why? It is her name.
No! Middle name. Don't ever let on I said that.
Oh, I won't! Benny Surprise Summerfield.
Come on, we should get on board. There must be a ladder around somewhere. Can you see anything?
Oh, looks like there's one over here. And those eyes again. Burning through my mind. My soul.
Calling out to me.
Needing me.
Wanting me.
Pulling me in. Stronger.
No.
More powerful.
Yeah.
Healing me.
Jack, are you okay?
Healing me. Up you go, then!
Didn't you feel...
What? You all right, dog boy?
I'm fine. Yeah. Oh, so come on, then. Ladies first.
Oh, you think you're so funny, don't you? I've seen the movies. The one at the back always gets picked off first.
Yeah.
They won't get me, please. I'll never let them get me, but they might get you, so please, just get away from here. Please, that's why I'm still here, to warn people. That's the only reason I've stayed, so don't let it be in vain.
No, sorry, I don't do the whole, ooh, scary, I'll walk away thing.
Oh, you might regret that.
Oh, don't disappoint me by starting the whole this is a threat thing. Why don't you just tell me about all that noise instead?
Which one, me or the foghorn?
Both.
It cries out to you like siren song, luring you to your death. I should have gone a long, long time ago, and I want to go, believe me. It makes me want to go, but I can't.
So all that screaming?
It's like being pulled apart and inside out. My subconscious and my conscious wrestling in my head, and I've no choice but to sit back and watch, see which one wins out.
And the thing that'll eat you up? Oh, come on, Lucas. You clearly know a lot more than you're letting on. What's going on here? Tell me, I can help you.
If I begin at the beginning?
This is going to take a while.
Great day to fly a kite! It's like Mortis Docks kicked back into life ever since we climbed on board.
Is that a good or a bad thing?
I don't know. I think I preferred the quiet, ghostly version.
Likewise.
Remember what I said about this place giving me the heebie-jeebies?
Yeah?
Well, it's giving me more and more. In fact, I'd even go so far as saying... Whoa!
Jack, are you all right?
Yep, I'm fine. Just my head, I think. Ow!
Should have known you'd be the clumsy one.
I wasn't being clumsy. I slipped on something. This, seaweed.
What? Okay, interesting.
What is?
Well, I'm no expert on boats and stuff. Salt water, fur, never a fun combination, let me tell you. But seaweed's usually found in the sea. This stuff's all over the deck. Look at it, everywhere. How?
Oh, we can worry about that later. Come on. We should find the bridge. That's normally where the clues are. All the documents and rosters and stuff. This way, I think. Come on.
So your family owned the docks?
Since the very first day they opened. That was centuries back. No one really cares anymore. People come and go, they move on, think that life has more to offer. And I was the same, raised in a family of dock workers, but always, always looking for something more.
So why stay if you wanted away from here?
Because this place is all I have.
The lighthouse?
And the rest. Everything you see outside that window, technically, that's mine. I guess I take some kind of pride in it. It's been passed down the generations. Kind of wanted someone else to pass it on to. Guess that'll never happen now. Still, I present to you the last remaining shipyard in eternity, Mortis Dock. But look at what it's become. Just look. The entire place is dead. And it won't be long before it takes us with it.
I can't help but feel that we're missing something obvious.
Isn't that always the case? Here, help me move this crate a moment, would you? Oh, look, the navigational unit. Marvellous. Let's see if I can't get it working. No, blue wire, of course, not red wire.
All right. I know this might sound silly, but ships like this keep the sea out, right?
I think that's the general idea.
But this one's damp all over. Water across the floors, slime all down the walls. Not to mention that seaweed out on deck. It's like this place was flooded.
Oh, wow, it still works. Oh, it looks sonar. Ha! It's concentrated on this location, too. Listen, that little blip was you. And that one was me. Brilliant. Oh, I'm going to have fun with this. I can follow you around.
Quit it, Jack.
Oh, come on. It's just a bit of fun.
Oh, I said stop following me around. Oh, stop it, all right? Just stop it. Oh, very well done.
Stupid crate.
Hang on a minute. There, what's there? What's that there?
Where?
There, by your foot. Other foot.
Ah, success, I'm a genius. Wouldn't have found this if I'd stopped it, would we?
Looks like the captain's logbook. Should give us an insight into the ship's routines, its crew, its route.
Its final voyage?
That can't be right.
What can't?
There's loads of missing entries.
What, do you mean someone's tampered with it? Ripped the pages out, that sort of thing? Well, it must be around here somewhere.
No, the book's fine. It's the dates. Entries have been skipped. The writing deleted. Blocks of information have just vanished.
So someone's trying to hide something? Interesting. See, I told you there'd be clues.
The very last entry reads, 4th of December, 1964. The warship HMS Surprise scheduled for detonation at Portsmouth Harbour. Where the hell's Portsmouth?
Oh, ah, I know this one. It was a city back on Zordit, Earth, whatever. Or at least it was in the 19th century. This ship's been a very long way from home.
Still, 1964 explains the decor.
Doesn't explain what it's doing in 27th century Mortis Dock, though, does it? And he was right. Nothing about this place makes any sense.
Come on. Every ship has a black box hidden somewhere. Even a ship as old as this. We can find that. Maybe we'll fit a few more pieces into place.
No, you make it sound so easy.
Of course. Shouldn't be too hard to find. They were made for people like us to listen to, after all.
So what exactly are we looking for?
On a ship this age, it'll literally be like a small black box. Travelling the cosmos with the Professor paid off. Some of her archaeological ramblings must have sunk in. Who knew?
Modest, as always. Right then, black box, black box, black box. Wouldn't have thought it was too hard to find. I mean, a ship can't be all that different from a shuttle.
Just be more careful this time, yeah? Oh, talk to yourself, Peter. Just talk to yourself.
What? Sorry, I was just rummaging around the navigation systems. Aha! What have we here?
What is it? Have you found something?
I don't know yet. Little too dark to see, but nothing a good hard tug can't sort. Yeah. Ah, got it. Oh. Is that it?
Well, it's black and it's a box. What more do you need?
I don't know. I guess I was just expecting something a little chunkier.
If it does the job, don't knock it. Now, there's usually a button around here somewhere. Let's see if we can't get you talking.
Peter, do you know what you're doing? Ah! Colour me impressed.
This is Captain Kincaid.
Captain Kincaid.
Your queen and country. It has been an honour, a privilege, to serve this vessel, our HMS Surprise. Explosives are loaded, charged, and ready for detonation.
Explosives?
All crew have been evacuated. I repeat, all crew have been evacuated. This is it. Clear for detonation in T-minus 4, 3, 2, 1. Goodbye, and thank you.
That explains it, then. This ship was due to be destroyed back in the 1960s. Hence the floors, the walls. This place is a literal bomb site.
In which case, shouldn't it be at the bottom of the sea?
I think it has been to the bottom of the sea. Remember what you slipped on back on deck? Someone's dredged this vessel up for whatever reason and... Can you hear that?
The sonar, what about it?
Listen.
I don't understand. What is it?
For God's sake, do I really have to spell it out?
Yes!
All right, then. That one's me. That one's you. And that one's...
Ah. P.T., old friend, I don't want to alarm you, but I think there might be someone else in here with us.
You think? Stay back! We know you're there! I'm warning you, I'm armed!
Peter, no! It's all right! We're not going to hurt you. I'm not, anyway. Come out and...
Oh my god, what is that?
I'm not sure, it's human, just about.
It doesn't understand us.
What do we do?
You're asking me?
You're the one with the gun!
Good point. I'm sorry, but you've left us no choice.
Well, that was easy.
Oh, bloody hell! It's a bloody zombie, should have known. Come on, this way, quick!
And the ship? It just came out of nowhere.
Turned up one day at the end of the harbour. No one knows why or where it came from, but it brought something with it.
Or something brought it.
Who knows? Either way, people started disappearing. Not just the workers, but their families too. You'd see them shaking with fear by the shoreline. But there was also this weird excitement in their eyes, this sick expression etched across their faces. Everyone beaming back at me. And they all left. Something drew them onto that ship. I mean, I tried to stop them, honest. I dragged them back, I screamed at them. These were my friends, my colleagues. People who respected me normally. I was the fire warden, and 9 times out of 10, I only had to click my fingers. People take notice of me on a colony like this. But now none of them would listen. Same way you won't listen.
So Mortis Dock was abandoned?
All except for me and a handful of others. The youngest ones seemed to last longest. One day, I began to feel the same urge I think they did. I looked in the mirror and saw that sick, wry smile creeping across my face. I could feel it, drawing me closer.
So you change yourself up here? Because if you hadn't, you'd be drawn on board. Oh, but I don't understand. We found a news droid earlier today. It said nothing had happened in over a year. How have you survived up here?
The dock workers. They're still around. They bring me food.
They do? Really? How exactly do they manage that? I mean, if they are invisible.
They're not. They just change. Sometimes I see them come in dripping wet with water. Then out of the water, another one just grows. Usually someone I recognise. It's like they adapt to fit the circumstance. But they're empty now. Like zombies. Parodies of the people they once were. I thought I might just slip away and die. Maybe retain an ounce of dignity, but oh no. They bring me rations every so often. Say they want to heal me. Like they want me for something.
Heal you?
Yeah.
Is that such a bad thing? If they're just trying to help. Well, like you said, they used to be friends of yours. And what?
There it is. That glimmer in your eyes. You're starting to play along with it. It's sucking you in. Why are you here, Benny?
Well, because we picked up a distress signal and I
Wrong!
Thought we might...
You're here because of that ship. It's a clever sod. It can find out what you're thinking. The moment it sensed you wanting to help, it drew you in, it seeped into your subconscious, latched onto that small glimmer of an idea in your brain and plucked you out of space. And now, what do you know? Here we all are. How cozy.
But why? Why would they do that?
Because it needs you aboard, that's why. It needs you, begs you, urges you to see it. There's something on that ship controlling everything. Ideas, thoughts, conscious and subconscious, an ancient, all-powerful being.
A being that apparently wants to heal you.
Oh, not just me, everyone. You, me, your friends.
Oh, my God.
Forgotten about them, haven't you? I suppose I should be flattered.
Peter! Jack! Come in, are you okay?
Jack, close the hatch, quick!
These are never plain sailing, are they? A ghostly dock, a ship that doesn't make sense, all the way from 1964 and overrun with zombies.
Oh, par for the course, I'd have thought. Come on, we ought to find a way up top. All these numbered rooms. Guessing they're the crew's quarters. Must be away from here.
And that zombie thing? Which room do you reckon was his?
None of them. His clothes said Mortis Dock. He's from this time, now. Not 1960, whatever it happens to be.
Explains where all those dock workers disappeared to, I suppose. And all those life signs barely detected. 602 people zombified.
Why couldn't we see them then? I mean, before, we saw him now.
I don't know. Just be thankful he was on his own and didn't bring his other 601 buddies. Can you imagine that?
I don't think we're gonna have to. You just had to go and open your big old stupid mouth, didn't you? Come on, before they catch up with us. Move!
come on, come on, pick up. Ah, stupid outdated Bluetooth crap. No doubt purchased on the cheap by Irving bloody... Peter? Jack? Pick up! Listen, you need to get off that ship. Can you hear me? Either of you? Hello?
Hate to be a pain, I can see you're busy, but I have to say I'm not sure that's a great idea. Yell loud enough and all the others will know you're up here. With me.
In which case, we'll find a way to deal with them. My son is on that ship, Lucas. My son! He and Jack went off to investigate. They must have felt that urge that you were talking about.
Must have.
Peter, Jack, if you can hear me, give me a sign. Any sign. Anything at all.
No, don't. You mustn't. God! Stop it! Please! You're driving me mad! Please!
Just when you think it can't get any worse.
Benny! Benny, are you there? Come in, Benny! We must be too far down. We've lost all signal.
Never mind that. Look, another hatch.
No!
Damn it! It's locked!
Oh, it must be this ship! It's doing this! It's been controlling us from the minute we arrived! It wants to be set right!
Set right? What makes you say that?
It's following us! Don't you see? Controlling where and what we do. It's following, restoring, healing, making good. And what we...
Jack.
And...
Jack.
And...
Jack?
Must...
Jack!
Set right.
Oh my God.
Must...
Professor! Professor, come in, it's me. Something's going on. It's Jack. He's changed. I need your help. Mum! Mum, are you there?
Peter! Peter, can you hear me?
He says he wants to cure him. Heal him, help him. I don't know what to do anymore. I'm trapped.
He can't hear me.
It's too late. One of your friends has already been taken. It's only a matter of time before...
Don't even finish that sentence.
But
I said don't. Now then, Lucas, I need your help. Two heads are better than one and all that. And as fire warden, you know these people in this place better than anyone.
What do you mean?
I need you to come with me.
What? No, don't you dare! I mean it! It's one thing to come up here and have a chat, another to set me free. You've not been here as long as I have. It wants me, always has done. So leave me alone, all right? Go to it if you want, just leave me alone.
Lucas, please. I've a shuttle in the harbour. I can get all of us away, but first I need to help my son. And my friend too, if I can. You can head straight back to the Overfield and hide there if you want. The door's on a code lock. They can't get in, and more importantly, you can't get out. However much you may want to. Now then, where are the keys for those cuffs?
Gone.
Gone? What do you mean, gone? Gone where?
Safest thing to do was chuck them out the window. They're at the bottom of the sea somewhere.
Fair enough, I suppose. So, what else do we have in here? Top of a lighthouse? Must be tools somewhere.
Threw them out the window too.
Yeah, right. These lockers, quite sturdy, aren't they? Secure too, I'd wager. Well, that's the point of lockers, isn't it? To keep things safe?
What are you doing?
Just being curious. I'm an archaeologist, it's what I do. And if I'm at work, on a dig or in an office, whatever, I tend to put things I need to keep safe in lockers.
You're not going to set me free!
So you keep saying. I beg to differ. Now then, these things are usually password protected. Set by the lighthouse workers, I'm guessing. 8 digits. A date, perhaps. Day, month, year. When's your birthday, Lucas?
6th of April, 2594.
Really? Ah, worth a shot. But no. Oh, well. Should have guessed you wouldn't have told me. So, some other date, perhaps. It's got to be something that sticks in your mind. But what? Aha! Of course. 0908 26618. The day Mortis Doc fell silent. Bingo!
I warn you, please, don't do this.
It's a little bit late for that. Nice sturdy cutters for getting through metal doors. Now, just stay still a moment.
Get off me!
You're coming with me no matter what, so you may as well make it easy. There we are then.
You shouldn't have done that. They'll come after me.
Yep, stay here and, well, they'll claim you sooner or later, I agree. You're safer with me, admit it. Now, come on, I promise you, you won't live to regret this. By which, I mean, you won't regret this. Not that you won't live.
Benny?
Yes?
Shut up, please.
Oh, not now! Mum, please, if you can hear this, pick up. Just let me know you're there. It's not just Jack, it's all of them. The workers. They're all on board and I think they're coming after me. Mum? Mum! Oh my God!
Peter Guy Summerfield must set right.
Whoa, that's one big ship. No wonder you were scared of it.
It's not the ship I'm scared of, it's what's inside it. Blimey, I've not been on these docks for over a year. I thought you would take me to your shuttle.
I am, or at least I would be if you'd get your arse in gear. Lucas, please, trust me.
You don't get it, do you? Can't you hear them? Calling to
me. I'm focusing on getting you to the Irva field as quickly as possible, actually.
Sheila, John, Miranda, Callum, all my old friends, colleagues. People I had dinner with, people I travelled here with, people whose houses I stopped from burning, whose children I stopped from drowning. Why do they do this to me? I was their friend. I helped them. I don't want to become like them, Benny. I don't.
Lucas, listen to me.
No! No, you bloody listen to me! I warned you I wasn't strong enough to do this. I was safe back in that lighthouse up there, cuffed to that old railing. I was safe!
You couldn't survive forever like that. I know it and you know it.
I can't do this. Take me back, please.
My shuttle's just 5 minutes that way. Or that way. Yeah. It's over there, behind those buildings, I think. Anyway, that way, roughly. And Lucas? Lucas! Lucas, no! Get down from there!
You want me aboard the ship now, Benny? I have to go.
Oh, for the love of... I'm right behind you, Lucas! Lucas!
Heal me. No, Benny! Help me! I can't stop myself!
I'm sorry, Lucas. I'm so sorry. Lucas! Wait up, please!
Heal. What the hell am I doing here, Benny? You promised!
Your choice, actually. I'm the one following you.
This is the bridge.
Oh, good. I'd never have worked that out on my own. Now, when you're vaguely lucid, help me look for any clues, documents, equipment, anything out of the ordinary.
Like this, you mean?
What is it? No, that's just the sonar. Every ship has one. Odd that it's switched on, mind. Hang on. That's not just picking us up. There's something else there. Listen. Beep, beep. Beep, beep. Beep, beep. Remind you of anything?
Well, it's like, I don't know, a heartbeat?
Beating a fair bit slower than mine at the minute, but yes, which might mean... Oh my God, of course! How could I have been so stupid? Don't answer that, by the way.
I wouldn't dream of it.
If I'm right, what we're dealing with is very old and very powerful, but hopefully benign. Come on, hurry up! Aha!
Uh-huh.
I think it's all coming together. Tell me, Lucas, have you ever heard of a race called the Healers? What the hell?! Got the reaction I was expecting, though. Which makes sense. It's heard us talking. It knows it can get through to us, but first it wants our undivided attention.
What does?
It's the ship, Lucas, don't you see? What if this ship's alive?
Like it's eaten your friends for breakfast, now it's preparing us for lunch. And that?
Looks like a hatch to the lower levels. Guessing it's the only way we'll get out of here.
You can't be serious!
I'm down into the belly of the beast. We really don't have much choice.
But... it wants us to go down there!
I know, so let's not disappoint! On the count of three. 1, 2, 3!
Jack, I'm warning you, stay back. I've got a gun.
Must set right. Peter Guy Summerfield.
Jack, please, I don't want to hurt you, but at the same time, I know this isn't you. Seriously, don't come another step closer, or I'll bloody hell you take your time.
Oh, nice to see you too, and oh look, Jack's a zombie all of a sudden. At least I hope that's why you're pointing a gun at him.
Must set right.
Right, I'm sure that's lovely, but a step back, if you don't mind. I don't know what you are yet. I said back!
Oh my God, just look at them. What's it done to you?
You know these people?
Time for explanations later. Lucas, go with Peter through the escape hatch. I want you both downstairs. I'll catch up with you.
Downstairs? Are you mad? We need to get out of this ship.
We don't have a lot of choice. This ship knows its schematics better than we do. And what's worse, it has a plan. It's locked all doors along all the escape routes, so down is your only option. Trust me, we'll get out of here. But first, you both have to move, and quickly. Lucas, take Peter.
You better be right about this.
Oh, you're telling me.
Come on.
Must set right. Must heal.
Must you? Really? Let's see. Eyes dilated. Rigor mortis in the limbs. Restricted blood flow. Early stages of subconscious mental possession.
Must set right.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And I promise you, Jack, you're going to be fine. I just need a little more time. I promise I'll come back for you, Jack. I swear.
I can still hear them calling to me at the back of my mind.
I can't. I thought I could just briefly back on the docks. Maybe my Killoran side overruled my human side. Not for the first time.
Oh, come along, you two! Get a move on!
What about Jack? What's happened to him?
Oh, he'll be fine, I promise. This is all just standard stuff. Not entirely pleasant, obviously, but standard. Now, either of you got any idea where the engine room might be?
Not remotely. We spent the last year avoiding this place.
Helpful as always. Peter?
Well, I've not found it, but the only direction I haven't really been is... Well,
good, then, lead the way. Come on, chop chop, we haven't got a moment to lose.
The water's rising.
What did you expect? We're heading deeper into the ship.
We're only going around in circles. All these corridors look the same to me.
Oh, you always say that.
That's because they always do.
So, going back to what you were saying earlier then, what is it about the HMS Surprise that's alive? I mean, does it have a certain bit?
Nope, it's all of it. The whole thing, every last inch.
So, does that mean that by walking on it, touching it, we're upsetting it?
Explanations later, boys. Zombies, 6 o'clock.
We need to go back. We need to heal. Set right.
Lucas, focus.
What? Bernice, I don't like this.
Come on, there's a hatchway just around here.
Oh, that won't hold them for long. This ship isn't stupid. It'll find a way to get them in here sooner or later. Lucas, are you right?
I'd forgotten what this much exercise was like. Really must get back into it.
Okay, there's no way out. So come on, why are we here? What's so special about a grimy old engine room?
This ship's alive, Peter. I think it might be one of the healers.
The healers? They exist?
Oh, glad it's not just me going healer or what now?
And if you're going to try and reason with something, you reason with their heart, not their head.
Do you think it will listen?
I hope it'll at least hear me out. The healers are an ancient race, and I mean really ancient. Proud, too. Their sole purpose in life was to inhabit, protect, and preserve. Something about the HMS Surprise has got this one rattled.
You can say that again.
I'm sorry, but when you say its purpose...
It's what it was born for. To embody objects. Buildings, ornaments, ships. All those buildings you can think of. The abandoned, the derelict. Those ones that shouldn't be standing. Not forgetting all the objects that should have been destroyed, forgotten, lost.
Or abandoned at the bottom of the sea?
Yeah, you can thank the healers for their existence. They inhabit good-natured objects. The ones considered worthy of protecting, and the healers give up their lives to help them survive.
Archaeologists have a lot to thank them for. Without them, our jobs would be even harder. It's funny. I used to think healers were just a fairy story Dad told me. I thought I'd actually meet one.
Does it have to be good-natured objects they inhabit?
How do you mean?
You said they make it their mission to inhabit good-natured things, only the HMS Surprise doesn't exactly have the cleanest bill of health.
Doesn't it?
When Jack and I were exploring, we heard some log entries. I think this might be, well, a warship.
Is it? Oh, it's made a mistake. It's trapped itself inside something it finds immoral, repugnant, and now it can't get out again. That foghorn, it's been crying out for help, calling out to us all this time.
Likes to make a point, doesn't it?
This is Captain Kincaid.
Hello?
It's the recording. Jack and I found it earlier. It was this vessel's final entry.
Now the healer's using it to try and communicate.
I repeat, this is Captain Kincaid.
Hello there, Captain Kincaid, or whoever it is I'm talking to. I'm Bernie Summerfield. I'm here to help.
Please, my honor is lost.
Honor? What do you mean, honor? Have you any idea what you've done to this place? All those people, all my friends, what was it all for?
Lucas, please, shouting at it won't help.
He has got a point.
I never said he hadn't. So come on then, tell us. Captain, what's all this been in aid of?
Home.
Home? You mean you wanted to get away from here?
Yes, home. My honor is lost.
And it's lost because you embodied a warship, am I right?
Yes, mistake. I lost.
In which case, you need another worthy vessel to enter. That's your only means of escape?
Yes.
There aren't any other ships in the harbour. Haven't been in over a year. This is the only one left now.
There's always our shuttle.
Nice thinking, Peter, but no. I dare say the Overfield has a more than checkered past to it. No, it has to be a vessel worthy of preservation. Something fundamentally good.
To serve?
Well, quite. Of course, when I say a vessel, I don't mean a big old boat like the Surprise. Could be anything. Or anyone.
A person?
If they were willing, yes. So, Captain Kincaid, from one Surprise to another, I'd like to offer you my body, on a temporary basis only, you understand, until we're able to find you something better. What do you say?
Are you insane? You can't do that.
What do you say, Captain? Once in a lifetime offer? Going once? Going twice?
No.
I'm sorry?
Not worthy.
What? Don't be ridiculous. I'm trying to help you out here. There's no other way, you know that.
This is it, ready for detonation.
What does it mean, ready for detonation?
I think it knows there's no way out now, so it'd rather go out with a bang.
And what happens then?
Best guess, the healer falls and so does the ship. It sinks to the bottom of Mortis Dock, and if we're not fast, takes us with it.
It's taking some sort of moral high ground. It regrets the ship it inhabited. It regrets effectively killing the inhabitants of this entire colony. Suicide's the only option it can contemplate. In the grand scheme of things, the three of us are nothing.
Evacuate. I repeat, detonation, evacuate.
I think it's telling us we have to get out of here.
Detonation. How long have you got?
This is it. T-minus four.
What? No! That's not enough time.
Three.
Oh, there must be another way. We can help you. Please. I promise.
Two.
I think there is.
What? No, Lucas, don't you dare.
One.
Take me. That's what you want, isn't it? Why you've been trying to get me here this whole time, chained up all alone, trying to save people, just trying to look out for people. I was a fire warden, my entire life was dedicated to saving lives, so you've saved mine. You think that's worthy, don't you? Now I can save another one last time. If you really think I'm worth preserving, healer ship thing, then do it. Take me now. Leave this ship and...
It has been an honor.
Lucas, are you all right?
What's happening to him?
I can feel it. The healer. Inside me. Flooding me. Consuming me. I understand what it wanted now. It was waiting for someone to show me the way. It's been waiting for you as much as me. Thank you, Benny.
Lucas, no, stay with me.
Goodbye, and thank you.
Is it over? Have we done it?
Oh, it's far from over. There's nothing to keep this ship afloat now, remember? Which means it's sinking fast. Here, help me up with Lucas.
It's fine, I've got him. You focus on finding Jack.
What about all the others?
Sorry, but we don't have time for anyone else. Just move it, all right? Back the way we came. Now, Mum!
Oh, blimey, Jack, you put some weight on.
What? What's going on?
Jack, listen to me. You have to hurry. We'll explain everything soon. But now you have to move. Lucas? Lucas, can you hear me?
Thank you, Bernice Summerfield.
Yeah, don't mention it. Really, we don't have time.
Are we on a boat trip? Am I a sailor now? I want a uniform. And a hat.
On the other hand, maybe we should leave him after all. Oh, looks like the ladder's out of action. We're going to have to jump for it.
What? Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
I give it about 10 seconds before the whole thing sucks us under.
Oh, what's the noise? I am complete. Safe. Alive. Honourable.
Of course you are. Jolly good. Hope you or Lucas or whichever one's in charge right now knows how to swim.
Shouldn't have to if we time it right. Get ready to jump now. Tuck and roll. You ready, Mum?
Jump? What are you talking about?
No, never. 3, 2, ah!
I am never, ever doing that again.
Yeah, you will. Oh, come on, Jack, you big old lump, get off me.
Who are you calling a lump? What have I been drinking? Blimey.
Headache?
Just a bit. Who's your friend?
Do you know, I'm really not sure. All I know is he must have been worth saving.
Right, okay. Not sure my head's really in the right frame of mind for cryptic. So long as you're all happy.
Right.
We should probably think about making tracks.
We're ahead of you. Come on, back to the Irva field. Who knows? We might even make it back in time for Christmas.
Advent! Blimey, how many times? Why do I stink of seaweed, by the way?
Are you sure you don't want to lift somewhere? I mean, you can't stay here forever. Not on your own.
Believe me, I do not intend to. It is just so quiet here. I would like to enjoy that for a while. Besides, you have done more than enough for me already. You and Lucas.
Yes, about that. Will he be all right in there? I mean, I'm assuming he still is.
Trust me, he will be fine. It will take a few weeks for his personality to reassert itself, but I will be looking out for him.
I'm glad.
Benny, we're almost ready. Are you going to be much longer?
I guess that's my cue to leave. I hope the two of you are very happy together, if that makes sense.
It does not.
No, didn't think it would. Oh, well, see you around, perhaps.
Perhaps. Oh, and Benny?
Yes?
Look after Peter.
Of course I will, yeah.
Only, sometimes we cannot see who needs to be healed.
What do you mean?
There is something... something even a healer is not able to reach. But you need to find a way of helping him. Even if he will not let you.
Benny, are you coming in or aren't you?
I don't know what
Only
you...
a mother can help him. And you will. I know you will. Good luck, Benny. They sprang to their craft, their friend gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard her exclaim as she drove out of sight, "Happy Advent to all, and to all a good night."